This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. The Seattle School Board is about to get a new look. Four of the seven seats are up for grabs this year, but only one incumbent is running for re-election. And she is promising stability at a time when many of the newcomers are promising change. KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes has more.
This story ends with a moment that says a lot about this year's race, but it needs some context first. It has been, after all, a turbulent fall for Seattle Public Schools. The teachers' strike, a massive staffing shakeup, and yet seeing parents so fired up over how the district operates is actually kind of gratifying to incumbent school board member Marty McLaren.
Even though that is painful for me sometimes, because I, as the one incumbent who's running, I'm absorbing a lot of that frustration.
That said, McLaren doesn't think parents are giving district leaders their due. And she said so publicly, like at a League of Women Voters forum this month, when McLaren said Larry Nyland is Seattle's best superintendent in 20 years.
And our students are seeing the gains that come from stable, forward-focused leadership. It's imperative to elect board directors who support Larry Nyland in the vital work that he is leading.
That culture changed with the thousands of parents marching on the street with the teachers real recently.
Longtime activist Leslie Harris is challenging McLaren for her seat.
I'm running on a transparency platform, as ironically did my opponent 4 years ago, whom I helped get elected.
Harris says the school board needs to do a better job advocating for parents. Like on the recess issue, for instance, the Seattle Teachers Union took up parents' demands that elementary kids get guaranteed recess time, successfully negotiated that into their collective bargaining agreement, and Harris says she's glad they did. But what does that say about the school board's role?
Recesses took a collective bargaining agreement? That's a little distressing because the parents have been coming for well over a year to the board to make those concerns valid concerns known.
They may not all be as outspoken as Harris, but many of the new board candidates are running with hopes of bringing about some changes. Incumbent Marty McLaren says she has her quarrels with district staff too, but says she worries about what would happen if a more skeptical board is elected.
It's kind of scary to me to imagine people coming in without that kind of deep knowledge and having that kind of reflexive, adversarial response to district initiatives that I have seen to be very valuable.
Which is all prologue to this moment, the one I mentioned earlier in the story, closing statements at the candidate forum when McLaren stood up and took aim at her opponent.
She clearly intends to polarize the Seattle School Board and bring it back into subjugation to political power brokers. A vote for me is a vote for education, for progressive change, and for continued stability in the leadership of Seattle schools.
I'm sorry, that was rather insulting.
Leslie Harris responded,
am I a change agent? You betcha, I sure am. Because the status quo is unacceptable. If you think that the continuity of what's going on now is okay, please, please, please do not vote for me.
The knock on Seattle Public Schools has been too much turmoil in its central office. The district's on its fifth superintendent in 10 years. But Harris is banking on voters' hunger for even more change in how the district operates. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.